To date, Vermont has maintained relatively encouraging numbers on containing the spread of the coronavirus. Currently, there are just 2 people hospitalized in the state with COVID-19, and 56 people in Vermont have died from the disease to this point. I recently spoke with Vermont Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine. At the COVID-19 press conference this past Monday, Dr. Levine spoke briefly about the current state of serology testing. That's testing for antibodies. I started by asking Dr. Levine about the difference between these serology tests and the more common nasal swab tests for the virus itself.
The nasal swab test, known as a PCR test, is secretions from the nose looking for active virus, so someone who's actively infected with the virus. The serology testing is actually a blood test. Most of them require a blood draw, but there are some that can be done with just a finger prick. That testing is to look to see if you have antibodies to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is the one that causes COVID-19.
And to dumb this down just a little bit, I hate to interrupt you right away, but when you say looking for antibodies, you want to find those antibodies, right? That would be a good thing.
I suppose so, yes. If we knew that having those antibodies was protective for your entire future and that you'd never get this virus again or ever. You know, many people who might have never had symptoms would be interested to know if they had the virus based on the antibody test, but that doesn't mean there's a guarantee that they wouldn't get it another go-round. We just don't know that right now.
So, Dr. Levine, you've been doing these press conferences with the governor thrice weekly, and at the most recent one, you were talking about serology testing, and without asking you to reiterate everything you said then, the short version is that the relatively low rate of virus circulating in the population here in Vermont and the limited accuracy of the tests means the positive predictive value of those tests ends up being pretty low. Is that right?
Right. So it's always good to have an accurate test if you're looking for some condition. However, you have to know when you're doing a test like that how it will perform in the population that you're actually testing. How likely is someone in that population to actually have a positive test? So if you know that the prevalence of the virus in Vermont is only a couple percent versus a place like New York City, which is just coming out of a major, major problem with COVID and had up to 20% of their population exposed to the virus, the likelihood of a positive test in New York City versus a positive test in Vermont, where there may only be a couple percent prevalence of the condition, more often than not, a positive test would be a false positive. In Vermont, when you do the math, 3 out of every 4 positive results would actually be false positive.
Well, given that, is there a place for serology testing in the state public health strategy?
Yeah, I don't want to just throw it out because of these. It's just this helps us understand what we get when we do a strategy like that. But I do think there is a place for serology testing in a state's public health strategy. We call that a seroprevalence study, looking to see how many people in a population might have had antibodies formed against the virus. And as, of course, a state's experience with the virus gets greater and greater, meaning more people in the population have been infected, it's more likely that the positive results will be true positives. The problem right now is that we're really very much laser-focused on the other type of testing with all of our pop-ups and with all of our strategically targeted populations who are highly vulnerable. We really do want to focus on that kind of testing so that we can identify disease, contain it, and most of the population won't be impacted by it. And I would consider doing the serology testing to be a lower priority at this time, even though it still would have some inherent value.
Yeah, Dr. Levine, I know that your focus is on Vermont, as it should be, but obviously you're reading the news, you're listening, you're watching and seeing everything everyone else is. So you know that in Florida, for example, where the state has reopened fairly aggressively, we have seen a spike in numbers. But what we're hearing from the governor there is he's saying, well, you're seeing more numbers because we're testing more. What's your view on that? Is he right about that? So to compare and contrast a little bit here, we know that, for example, in the state of Florida recently, they have seen a big spike in COVID-19 cases. The governor there says the reason for that is because they're doing more testing. And so more of these cases are showing up. What's your view on that? Is he right about that?
That is a partial explanation, but it's not the full explanation. To get the kinds of numbers that they're having in Florida right now isn't just testing a lot of people, because when you really expand your testing, you start testing a lot of asymptomatic people. And sure, some of them will have the virus, but what we've learned in Vermont is the majority of our testing of asymptomatic people does not yield huge results. So the kind of numbers they're getting in Florida have to also be explained by an uptick in real cases.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is because one thing that Vermont does have in common with Florida, even though they have a much bigger population, is that there is this commonality of a population of a lot of elderly people who are most at risk for COVID-19.
Precisely. And that's why we're so focused on protecting those vulnerable populations. In aggregate, when you look at the well over 200 long-term care facilities, 38 of which are nursing homes, I believe, we've had a very, very small minority of those institutions and facilities actually become infected.
Finally, Dr. Levine, I know the governor has not mandated that the public wear masks when out in public, but your view on wearing a mask?
You know, we're trying to simplify our message as much as possible. Four key points. Stay home if you're sick. Do the appropriate hand washing and hygiene and wear a facial covering and make sure you physically distance. I think Vermonters really have taken those to heart, and that's really been wonderful.
Dr. Mark Levine, Vermont's health commissioner, thank you so much for the time.
Nice talking with you, Mitch.